Prince Charles could take down the monarchy with green politics, warns Brexit's Farage. By Kurt Zindulka on October 14, 2021. Prince Charles should stay out of active politics or threaten the British monarchy itself, warned Brexit leader Nigel Farage after the heir to the British throne expressed understanding for the far-left eco-extremist groups Extinction Rebellion, XR, and Insulate Britain. Despite the British convention which holds that members of the royal family remain outside of politics, Prince Charles has not been shy in espousing his green beliefs. On Monday, the Prince of Wales said that he understands the frustration of climate change activists, who have caused widespread disruption to the British economy and in some cases causing serious injury by blocking roads and delaying people on the way to seek medical care. In response to the British royal statements, Brexiteer Nigel Farage said that the full-on nutjob alarmists Insulate Britain and XR have found a new champion who sympathises with their views. I regret to say it is the heir to the throne, Prince Charles, who understands their frustrations. Well, I have to tell you, the vast majority of the public don't. We are absolutely furious with him, Farage told Sky News Australia. I say he should stay out of active politics, he added on social media. Appearing on GB News on Tuesday evening, Mr. Farage said that while he is a fervent supporter of the British monarchy, he warned that if the family strays further into the political sphere, it could endanger the institution. If one man can bring down the monarchy, if one man can bring this to an end, it's Prince Charles through stupid, thoughtless statements based on eco-alarmism, he said. An early proponent of the World Economic Forum's Great Reset agenda, Prince Charles argued as early as 2015 that the global economy was in need of a rewiring in order to prevent supposedly catastrophic climate change. The Prince of Wales is expected to attend the United Nations COP26 Climate Change Summit in Glasgow next month, alongside other members of the royal family, including his mother and current British monarch, Queen Elizabeth II, as well as his son, Prince William, and William's wife Kate, Duchess of Cambridge. Prince Charles also held an online meeting with business leaders from Communist China this week, reportedly to persuade them to adopt more climate-friendly policies, while heaping praise on Xi Jinping's dictatorship for already doing a great deal to advance green politics. I know that a deep understanding of nature has underpinned Chinese civilization, healthcare, craftsmanship, and philosophy for thousands of years, he said for The Times. China has already done a great deal to advance the green economy. We have much to learn from each other in many areas where we can cooperate to accelerate the world's transition to a more sustainable future. Prince Charles also told the Chinese representatives that he hopes to establish a China Council to further advance climate policies in the Middle Kingdom. The Chinese, in turn, reportedly invited the prince to visit China to continue the dialogue. While China is the world's largest polluter, climate activists in Britain have shied away from criticizing the communist regime, laying blame on Britain despite its relatively low carbon footprint. Commenting on the apparent hypocrisy of climate activists, Nigel Farage said, "They should do go to Beijing and do it because Beijing is by far the world's biggest polluter and biggest producer of carbon dioxide. We only produce 1% of global CO2 emissions, so the whole thing is ridiculous." Follow Kurt Zindulka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindulka.